Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast, powered by Self-Recoding, world-class consulting and coaching services that you can access at selfrecoding.com. Self-Recoding is a unique blend of neuro-healing modalities that will empower you to reach your full potential. Join thousands of others who have experienced rapid results in their journey of personal growth. Now enjoy our show where we bring you tools for a powerful mind with your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution, the podcast that gives you tools for a powerful mind. I'm Kathy Tate, your host from Australia. With me as always, Daisy Papp, your host from America. How is it on the other side of the world today, Daisy?
Well, it is fine and I am happy and I do believe I am on a great path of taking quantum leaps in the right direction by sharing my love for humans even more on different levels in different aspects. And I think this is beautiful. It's very fulfilling to me.
That is wonderful. And congratulations on publishing your latest book.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I already totally forgot about it because it's not really done yet because it's only done in English. We're releasing the German version of the book on the 5th of December and then the Spanish version of the book on the 16th. But thank you for acknowledging. How is life treating you down under?
It is good. It is hot. Summer is a coming.
Good. The seasons, huh? Here we go again.
Yes, here we go again. But all is good, all is well. My grandson's amazing and I've never been as healthy as I am now my entire life. So I'm pretty happy.
Fantastic. Fabulous. What's up your sleeves?
So today I want to talk about one of the concepts or one of the standards that you wrote about in your book, The 5 Plus 2, which audience is actually the new release book that I'm talking about. Daisy has released it for teenagers and it is fabulous. So please go to daisypapp.com and check that out. So yes, one of the key standards in your 5 plus 2 is admiration. And I want to talk about that because I feel like that is absolutely essential in a healthy relationship, whether that be a romantic relationship or a family relationship or a work or a friend. I think that this admiration has its place in all relationships. And I think that if we had more of that and less, let's say, criticism, that we'd all probably be a lot happier. So let's jump in and define admiration for our audience. And I'm going to let you do that because it is, of course, your book.
Okay. I'm not going to open the book right now. Otherwise, we can produce an audiobook of it, which is not really possible with this book because it's filled with beautiful illustrations that make it so much more brain friendly. Admiration to me means that I share with you my admiration I have for either you, your behavior or your achievements or your likes or your passion. Nevertheless, it all starts within. It is not about bringing admiration more into this world to create better relationships in the outside. I think it is much more important that we start within. When I am looking for your admiration, for example, for the publishing of a book within 3 weeks in three languages, then I really appreciate that. But if I don't admire that accomplishment or that publication processes, because writing a book is one of the easy things in life for me, the publishing process is really taking way too much time and way too much effort and way too much energy from me. That's my perception. But when I cannot admire the milestone being reached, then your admiration almost goes through me as if it never happened because I don't resonate with it. So for example, I heard you say that you're healthier than ever before. I admire that. I admire your consistency, your persistence. You put yourself to it. You've made it a point and you just follow through on a daily basis and it requires discipline and self-discipline. it requires changing schedules around that because you have specific daily tasks that you do to have achieved this, and changing your diet and eating whole foods and leaving out some things that are not so healthy for you. And I admire that. Now, admiration to me is expressing not an approval, because you do not need my approval, but nevertheless, my applause verbally or in my body language, or maybe even patting you on the shoulder when we're in one room. Nevertheless, when I admire you for achieving that, or I admire you for your self-discipline, and you don't admire yourself, then we don't resonate. We don't meet on that same level. That is why it is so important that we self-reflect and create admiration for ourselves and for our own steps and our own journey and our own little or big achievements. Because when I cannot be happy for having achieved certain steps down the line or on my road or in the process of whatever that might be, then I will not really believe you that you admire me. I give you a great example. I do recall times in my life where I was an orphan freshly, and I felt like I was the most horrible looking woman in this world. I felt so ugly. I tried to hide my body in clothing that was three sizes bigger than I would have needed to fit my body. And when people said, oh, Daisy, but you're so pretty or you're precious, I didn't believe them. Why? Because I didn't feel it. I didn't resonate with it. I couldn't even imagine someone feeling that way because I didn't feel that way about myself, but quite the opposite. Things changed, of course, during my journey of healing my inner world that was absolutely traumatized due to many events throughout my life when I was very young. And the admiration process that I can admire means that I acknowledge that I did something, or I acknowledge that I'm a kind human. I can acknowledge that I can speak fluently. I acknowledge that I have smart thoughts at times. And I also acknowledge that I still can do stupid things with a bright mind. So I'm human. Nevertheless, I can admire the bright sides and the not so bright sides of myself. Now, admiration is, when it comes to relationships, a very important part of relationships, because it shows me that I do not take you for granted. Imagine, Kathy, we're producing this show for almost 4 years. Imagine I would have never admired you for being my podcast partner, for showing up, for being there, for having with or without sleeves something up your sleeves, for having creative and intimate conversations with you, had I never ever admired that and appreciated that, because I think admiration has an ingredient of appreciation. I am not sure if we would still be doing our podcast, vice versa. Your appreciation for what I do, your appreciation for the thought processes that I bring. Now, imagine when two people can admire themselves that is not narcissistic at all. I'm not doing these labels. And it's not egotistical. But now when I can admire myself, only then will I be truthfully able to admire you without expecting you admiring what I do. And then I take care of me, and when I know what quality I do bring to the table, then it becomes easier and easier to show my own appreciation towards myself, accept it, and then therefore be appreciative and be admiring, be an admirer.
Yeah, what you're saying makes a lot of sense to me, and I certainly was the same way when I was younger. I did not believe in myself or have that self-admiration at all, and especially to do with how I looked with my alopecia. And I do recall actually a good friend who I've known many years. Once upon a time, she was a masseuse, and she was the first person to encourage me to not be afraid of my alopecia. And by that time, I was wearing wigs with a shaved head underneath, and to not be afraid of showing that I was really bald. And I did not get it at the time. I thought she was crazy, that I would never do that, and that I was never going to be able to accept that about myself, let alone show the world. Now, it turns out she was right, because here we are. But it was a long journey to get to that point. And along the way, I had to learn this exact thing. I had to learn how to do this self-admiration, if you like. I probably wouldn't label it that, but in the essence of it, that's what's happened, is that for me to be able to stand up and encourage others who have the same issue, I had to become unafraid of it first and accept it and acknowledge it and then grow to embrace it. And I feel like that's what I've done. And for me, tattooing my head was the final step in that. And after I did that, I loved my bald head. And that was such a huge change for me that it really brings home this concept, because until I had that for myself or felt that way about myself, I could not accept it from other people out there. So I think it's really important that we do start with that premise. So I'm glad that you have, because one of the points that I'd written down to ask you about was validation. Because when you go and look up the word admiration, some of the words in there are approval. Specifically, for me, I always did seek approval and external validation because I didn't have it within myself. And so I think it's good that we point out that admiration is different from validation and approval, in that we don't want to seek those things outside ourselves, but inside ourselves.
Well, now my question for you is, can you admire yourself now that you have gone through the process of being ashamed of that particular body part of yours that is bald, your head, and that now you are totally comfortable with it, unless it's cold and then you wear a cap, which is totally understandable. Can you admire you that you were able to see it in a different light from a different perspective and shifted that limiting belief that because your hair is non-existent or your head is bald, therefore you are still admirable in many other aspects? And then also, where does your focus goes? Everything grows. Can you admire you for the transformation internally and healing of your inner world that you've achieved?
Absolutely. I'm very proud of myself for how far I've come.
Aha.
Very.
Now you use the word proud. How interesting. Aha. But I very much like that you say, absolutely, you can admire yourself for that. So do I. And many of our listeners will applaud you too. Now, without giving a standing ovation, well, we could, but our listeners won't see it. You see, now expressing that admiration also prevents envy, doesn't it? Because when I practice admiration, then I'm not allowing space for envy. But I'm more on that page. Hey, how did you self-discipline yourself to change your diet and go to the gym every day? Okay, I exaggerated. Let me take this back and correct it. Like 5 days a week, and do that since 10 months or 11 months straight. And you do it not sporadically. I admire that. How did you do it? Can you give me some tips? What would you do if you wanted to inspire me, not motivate me? Inspire me, put me into the spirit of being in the spirit, inspire. So you see, then when I focus on the admiration, there's no envy. Oh yeah, sure, she can do that. I will never do that. But so I put myself in a very different angle of thought processes. So now, especially back to the teenagers, why I believe that it is so essential to bring into the teenagers and even below that age, 8-year-old children will be able to understand the book just as the adults and the grandparents. It is to be seen which audience will read it most based on some feedback we are awaiting. When we understand that I can admire you without appreciating everything in you or everything you do, I can still appreciate. Now, what it leads us to, naturally, that I can appreciate and admire behavior that I find attractive, and that also will encourage me to maybe stand up and note respectfully things, behavior, actions, thoughts that I don't find attractive. That's so empowering, Kathy.
Okay, so you just made an interesting statement, and I think I want to know more about that. You've just said that by having appreciation or admiration, it makes it easier, or I don't know, for you or for the other person to note behaviors that we don't like. Can you just expand on what you mean? Do you mean that if you show admiration when it's due, then the person will take the other stuff just as well because they've also had admiration?
Well, that's a very good thought. I did not focus on that when I made my statement, but I do agree with you. What I think is when I practice communicating, meaning what I say and saying what I mean. For example, how is it any good to you when I admire you for whatever reason, but I never tell you? We both lose. So maybe I'm envious and no, I'm not going to tell her that she is totally layman and she learned how to use a professional microphone and the recording software and she's so good at it. I'm not going to tell her ever. First of all, I'm depriving you and I. But when I say, oh, I admire that, dear listeners, truly I do admire that in Kathy because that's why we have such a good quality of podcast audio. Which, by the way, we're in the top 1% of podcast audio quality rated globally. I think that is something that I admire, truly. And we have listeners that admire that too.
Well, I must just jump in and admire you for that because you have always had that standard for us. I'm glad that you have. And that's quite an achievement, top 1%.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. Well done. Yes. But it takes two of us, right? Because we're not in the same space. So you take control over yours and I take control over mine, recording track. So when I share my admiration, maybe then you will take when I'm not so much admiring something that happens or that you're doing or you're liking. Maybe yes, but I focus rather on that you start speaking by saying what you mean and meaning what you say, that you become more honest with yourself as a side effect. Positive side effect when you practice admiration. Now, clearly, when I share with you my admiration ABC, and then I say, Kathy, but gee, can we increase that a little bit? Can we do that better? I'd really wish that we find an agreement when it comes to G, whatever that is. Could be grandma comes to my mind. So I do believe that admiration itself and why it is in that book, but why it is in our life so important is to notice it first. Because we are so busy noticing all the things our brains are biased. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want this. I don't like this. I don't like that. Try that out when you go, let's say, to a coffee shop. And then maybe they ask you there kindly, so what coffee would you like? I don't want this. What coffee do you like? I don't want that either. How do the barista know possibly what you want or what you like? So when you choose admiration, you practice to be more honest with yourself. When you start being more honest with yourself, then you will be able to increasingly admire your own little things. Therefore, you become less depending on others because you become more dependable to yourself. So you see, it is like everything's connected. It's like when you're knitting a sweater. But that wool is connected from the right shoulder to the left sleeve and everything between.
Yeah. I have to say, I really like the point that if you practice admiration, then you won't practice envy.
That's a side effect, I think.
Yeah. And I think it's really important because envy can be very dangerous. It can be insidious, like it can get in there. And even if the person doesn't say it in so many words, I can tell when somebody thinks that. And look, over this year, and as I've released this extra weight that I've been carrying around most of my life, you can see people's reactions. Those people that haven't done anything and, oh, look at you, you know. And you can tell when people are envious and not just happy for you.
Mm.
I can feel the difference in the energy. And so I make that point because I feel like envy, which is in my mind very close to jealousy, is a very negative, nasty thing that can eat away at you. And even if somebody doesn't say it in so many words, it takes away from your achievement.
It cannot take away from it. That's an illusion.
No. Hey, let me finish. It's a perception that I feel is real.
Okay.
It's a feeling that can be real. And I don't feel like it's right, but I feel that energy and I feel undermined from it.
Okay.
Now, yes, it doesn't actually take away from my achievement, but what I'm saying is within that interaction with a person who is envious, it doesn't feel good. It feels nasty. It feels like you don't deserve the actual admiration that you do deserve because I worked hard to get where I have this year. And it took a lot of effort and it took consistency.
Mm.
And people can be envious of that if they can't seem to practice it in their own lives. And I know that because that was me 20 years ago.
Mm.
I would have been envious instead of being admiring. And that was a shortcoming that I can admit to because I didn't really know any better. And so I think it's important that we point it out because admiration is so much healthier than envy is.
Well, I think there is a polarity being envious or admiring. Now, we can't be both at the same time. So we're either envious or we focus on admiration. Now, there's always something we could be envious about and there's always something to be found we can admire. Now, where's your focus? And when we train our brains, because that's where it actually then biochemically affect and impact our body. So it's the body-mind connection is inevitable. So it will impact my behavior. Now, when I become more open and sharing my admiration, it also shows me where the others stand based on how they receive it. Oh, la la. It's almost like a compass.
Oh, that's so true.
Ah, doesn't it? Oh, no, no, it's the nada, it's nothing. No, ah, you know, yeah, well, it's not really me. It's no, no, no. It was just da, 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 da. And then belittling it, making it smaller, diminishing its value. So practice admiration, practice. And sometimes it is enough to admire I got out of bed this day because I didn't feel like it. My body didn't feel like it. My surroundings didn't feel inspiring. The people around me didn't feel welcoming. Whatever that might be, admire. Start admiring yourself. That is why it is so important, I believe. It is an essence for life. That's the reason why it got its space in the 5+2.
Yeah, yeah. And I do just want to briefly add in here as we come to a close that I personally think that admiration is super important in a relationship. Because I think that it builds up almost a positivity bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So later, when you have to have the hard conversations about things that aren't as great, if the admiration bucket is full, I think that the other conversations will be easier. If the admiration bucket is empty, then the hard conversations are going to be received. I think perhaps I'd be less open to receiving, let's say, constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. If the admiration bucket's empty, that's just how I feel personally. I don't know if that's right or not, but I feel like this is a very important piece to a healthy and strong relationship.
Yes. And the most important relationship you ever have is the one with yourself. And I'd like to circle back for a moment to, if I heard you correctly, that when someone is envying your achievement when it comes to your body posture and your body fitness and the weight that you released, that they can take your achievement away or impact your achievement. That's exactly why bullying exists. When you admire yourself, bullying stops because they cannot bully you. No matter what they say, it stops. It ends right there. When I know what I did, let's say you come back to me and read the book because you ordered it and you say, well, Daisy, I find it really, the colors are really not well chosen and you could have done this better, that better. Okay, fine. Thank you for your input. And please next time bring me the input a little earlier so I can consider making changes. And in the meantime, I admire me for my achievement, having created this book the best way I could at that very time. Therefore, bully stopped. Bye-bye, baby. See you next time or never again. But certainly not in my world. Because the moment when other people's envy impacts you, you give your power away. And if I were you, Kathy, I would not do that. And you know how not to allow that happening because you know the 5+2 since years. So practice it, dear. Use it every day, even when it comes to envy.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%, Daisy. And as always, it starts within. That is almost a mantra now in our podcast.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, the admiration you give yourself, no one can ever take away. When I admire you, when I'm in a good mood, next time I say, well, I was just trying to be kind to you. Poof, I just pop that balloon and maybe it hurts you because maybe I was in such a bad mood. I was such in pain that I thought temporarily that when I hurt you, now I feel better just for that millisecond and good. But when you give yourself the admiration, no one can ever take it away. And you become independent. Therefore, you set me free to be more honest with you.
What a great conversation. This absolutely did not go how I thought it was going to go, but that is the beauty of winging it, right?
What did you think how it would go? I'd like to know because it's not the first time you say that and I'd like to know.
Yeah. I don't know because when I have an idea for an episode topic, I have around the idea and my thoughts and beliefs and experiences around it, but you always bring something new to the table. You always bring another perspective, something I haven't thought of. And honestly, I really thought we were going to be talking about admiration in the sense of interaction between two people. And actually, it's been more about our own self, which is so important. And so I'm really glad that we've talked it all through because you're just so right. If you have that within yourself, nobody can take that away from you and nobody can make you feel less than you are unless you allow it. And these have been things that I struggled with my whole life. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. I wish that we had this podcast 20 years ago. I would have had a completely different life probably. But we are who we are because of what we've been through. So no regrets here. That's it today. Great conversation. Thank you, Daisy. As always, hope that you guys out there got something out of it. I know that I did. And please do come and visit us at baldandblonde.live. You can find all of our podcast episodes right there. There's a search box. Let us know if there's a topic you want us to cover. And as always, please go visit our major sponsor, selfrecoding.com. And if you're interested in the 5+2 for teens, you can find that at daisypap.com. So we're pretty excited about that release and we hope you guys out there jump on it because it is going to be a game changer for sure in the lives of your children. And who doesn't want a better life for their children and grandchildren?
Yes. And the child within as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody can get something out of that book. And it is just so easy to read and understand and
Thank
put
you.
Into practice. It's crazy good. Crazy in a good way.
Thank you.
Crazy good. That's it from us. We'll see you soon with another episode from Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time. Thank you for listening in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our show with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place for you, for us, for future generations. When you need consulting or coaching, visit selfrecoding.com. Also, please remember to rate us 5 stars and leave a review and support us at baldandblonde.live. Talk to you soon.